Well, friends, if you turn with me to your orders of service again, we'll see there the Bible readings. And the first one is a promise that when the Lord is our shepherd, all our needs are met in him, that he's with us through the valley of the shadow of death, and that for those who love and trust him, we know that we will dwell in his presence forever. So will you join with me in reading Psalm 23? And then Steve's dad, Michael, will come and read the second reading for us. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the place where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Cancer and dying young sucks. There's just about nothing else you can say about it. It sucked that just as Steve and Cassie found a home, were doing well, had rediscovered Jesus, had a greater stability than they had for some years, were planning their wedding so that they would be married in the eyes of God, and boom, this diagnosis. Not only the diagnosis, but the prognosis that basically nothing could be done. And surely we want to call out to God and say, "Hey, if you're there, why is this a good idea? That sucks." And you can tell God that. He can take it. So let's see if we can make some sense of this morning. Do you know that God thinks death sucks too? The Bible calls death an enemy. One time Jesus lost a mate to death. He was young and they were pretty close. His name was Lazarus. And Jesus was friends with his two sisters as well, Mary and Martha. In fact, when Jesus turned up after Lazarus had died, Mary and Martha both had a go at Jesus. "If you'd turned up earlier, Lazarus would have not died. You could have done something." Jesus went out to the tomb where Lazarus had been placed. And the Bible says Jesus was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. The words "deeply moved" and "troubled" are not easy to translate, because in the original language it means something like Jesus snorted like a horse. Why did he do that? Because he was angry. He was angry at death. Angry at the tremendous sadness of his dear friends. And then we read that Jesus wept. Today, here at Cassie's funeral, do you know what? Jesus is deeply moved and troubled. He's angry at death. And he weeps. He weeps with us and he weeps for us. So hang on, we might want to say, well, hang on, he's God, isn't he? Where did death come from and why doesn't he do something about it? The Bible makes it clear that death wasn't part of God's beautiful, perfect creation. When he finished making the world, he stepped back and said, "This is very good." There wasn't any sickness or death then. But here's what happened. The first human beings decided to push God away and do their own thing. God warned that it won't be good if you do that. But they reckoned they knew better than God, and they went and did their own thing. And the Bible says that really mucked up the whole world, because perfection had been destroyed. Everything was mucked up. The whole earth was shattered because human beings decided to push God away. Sickness, pain, earthquakes, cyclones, and death all started happening because human beings decided to do their own thing without God. Okay, so if that's where death came from, why doesn't God do something? And here's the best news in the face of Cassie's death. He has done something. Let me put this as simply as I can. Death came into the world because human beings pushed God out. So you know what God did? He turned up here in person, in the person of Jesus. And he took all our rebellion on his shoulders. And with all that muck of ours on his shoulders, he died. He died the death we deserve. And then with great power, he pushed off death and rose from the dead, never to die again. And that's why he said to Mary and Martha, Lazarus' sisters, "If you believe in me, then even if you die, you will live. I am the resurrection and the life," he said. That is, because of me, you can beat death and live. And then he called out to Lazarus' tomb, "Lazarus, come out." And he did. Because Jesus has power over death. Jesus can rescue us from death. A little girl, 12 years old, not much older than Rachel, was dying. And her dad went to find Jesus to get some help. Jesus was late getting to the girl, and she died. Jesus turned up. He took her by the hand and he said to her, "Little girl, get up." And she did. Jesus has power over death. Jesus can rescue us from death. And Cassie knew this. Cassie and I would talk about how, because she trusted Jesus, death would not be the end for her, but the beginning. The beginning of a whole new life with Jesus. Now, it still sucks because Cassie's not with us, but we know that Cassie is with God and God is with us. Cassie is alive and well and happy. She's free of pain. She looks healthy again, and she is loving being with Jesus. What difference does all this make? Let me share with you what Steve texted me the other day when Cassie died. Steve texted, "She is now with God, and I am at peace knowing that." And then he said, "And I will see her again when my work here is done. Thanks be to God." Good on you, Steve. That was exactly right. Death sucks. It came into the world because human beings decided to do their own thing, but God loves us so much, He wasn't prepared to let that be the status quo. So he turned up, took on death for us, took our rebellion on his shoulders so we can be forgiven. And if we decide to do the opposite of what caused death, instead of pushing God out, we welcome him in. Instead of doing our own thing, we do his thing. He totally forgives us and gives us life with him forever. Cassie and Steve, in the last few years, decided to stop pushing God out and welcome him in. Have you? Will you? It's the only hope. It's our only hope in this life. It's the only way of making sense of living here. It's the only way we can face death. Why did Cassie face death in the end with such grace and peace and calm? Because she knew Jesus had conquered death for her, and that when she died, then she would live. It's the only hope we have in the face of Cassie's death, is knowing that God has beaten death for us. And if we run to him and trust him and live with him and are forgiven, we can be sure of joining Cassie when we die and being with her forever. Amen.